Put new does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Meta, if I weren't so certain that you're making something out of nothing, I'd be only too glad to oblige you by talking with Dr. Hewitt, even though I resent and object strenuously to your having seen a child psychologist without having consulted me.
It can't do any harm, can it? Just to talk with him?
But it's so stupid.
That's what you think now. Perhaps when you talk with the doctor, you'll change your opinion.
Well, it might be interesting at that. I might be able to open his eyes to a few things about which he no doubt is totally unaware.
What do you mean?
I've never had occasion to talk to a child psychologist. And as you said, Meta, there can't be any harm in it.
Then may I make an appointment for some time this week?
Where is his office?
I didn't go to his office. He spends several days a week at the Selby Flats Hospital, giving his services free.
I prefer to see him at his office. I'll make the appointment myself. How do you spell his name?
It's Dr. Robert Hewitt. H-E-W-I-T-T.
Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
Chucky, something's happened. Meta. Something's happened. I knew it would. I knew it. I'm coming, Chucky. I'm coming.
For heaven's sake, Meta, don't lose your
I'm
head.
I'm coming, Chucky.
A feeling of panic takes possession of you, Meta, as you hurry to where Chucky has been bathing. As for you, Ted, your calmness would be unexplainable if you hadn't already decided in your own mind that nothing serious could have happened to your son. If it had, he wouldn't have been able to cry out for you. Oh, yes, there's a great deal of satisfaction, isn't there, Ted? In the fact that he cried out for you, his father. But there's no thought in Meta's mind other than the safety of her son. We'll learn more about this in a minute.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness? Such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Chucky.
I hurt myself and some water got in my mouth.
Darling, let me help you out of the tub.
There's nothing wrong with the boy, is there, Chucky? Now step aside, will you, Meta? I'll lift him out. There we are. Now, where did you hurt yourself, son?
My head. And water got in my mouth.
Now, what of it? Let's see that bump. Huh, that's nothing at all. How did it happen, Chucky?
Ted, for goodness sake, the child is trembling.
A bit chilled, perhaps. Here's your bath towel, Chucky. Now, give yourself a good rub down, eh? Just as I taught you to. Get that circulation going.
My head hurts.
I'll dry you off, dear. I'll give you a rub down. Real good one.
Mater, what's the reason for the fuss? Nothing has happened to the child. I'm still interested in knowing, Chucky, what happened.
I was getting out of the tub and I slipped on the soap.
You might have been killed.
Why are you putting such thoughts in the boy's head? He should have been taught that there's a place for the soap, and it isn't to be left in the bathwater.
Do you feel better now, darling?
My head hurts.
Well, naturally it hurts. You undoubtedly hit it against the tub. What do you expect? Yeah, there's a little bump. It's going to hurt for a bit. That's all.
But, Daddy, water got in my mouth.
Chucky.
This wouldn't have happened had you permitted me to supervise his bathing. There's no reason for him to be frightened as he is. It could have been avoided.
A few knocks and bumps will do the boy good. And as for the water in your mouth, listen to me for a moment, Chucky. Carefully. You drink milk. You drink water.
But it got in my nose, too, and I couldn't breathe.
That's what you thought. You were breathing very well, young man, when you called to me. It's just that you were a bit frightened by the unexpectedness of what happened. You didn't expect to fall, and you did.
Come along, Chucky. Put on your robe. Mother will tuck you in.
Surely you don't intend to have him go to bed without something to eat.
I'll have Mary fix a tray for him. Well, does your head feel any better, dear?
Not much. It hurts all over.
Ted, I think I'd like to call a doctor.
No, Mater.
Yes. You take Chucky to his room. I'm going to phone the doctor.
Dr. Bowling, I suppose.
Yes, Ted. Dr. Bowling. Ross, this is Mater.
Yes, Mater.
I'm sorry to disturb you at home, but we've had an accident.
What is it, Mater?
Chucky. He was getting out of the tub, slipped on the soap, and fell back in the tub and hit his head. He's terribly frightened.
Do you know if he lost consciousness at all?
I can't be sure. Ted and I were in the library. He called out for his father.
Then I don't think he could have lost consciousness.
He's really petrified. He has a bump on his head.
That's to be expected, Mater. There's nothing to be alarmed about, really.
You don't think so?
I'm sure of it. Naturally, the boy was frightened.
He seems to be almost in a state of shock. When he fell back into the tub, the water got into his mouth and his nose. I've told you, he's terribly scared of water.
Well, supposing you give him a glass of warm milk, and I'm sure that'll settle him down. If he's upset, I wouldn't have him eat anything. What he needs most is quieting down. If you're at all apprehensive later in the evening, give me a ring. But I don't think it'll really be necessary, Mater.
Thank you, Ross. If I feel it's necessary, you're sure you won't mind if I phone you?
Of course not.
And you would make a call?
If it's necessary. But I don't think it will be.
All right, Ross.
Now, don't worry. I'm sure the boy will be all right. Goodbye, Mater.
Goodbye, Ross.
Mater? What did the eminent physician have to say?
Ross didn't think there was anything seriously wrong with Chucky. He thinks he was frightened more than anything.
That's exactly what I told you, isn't it? He's eating his dinner and listening to the radio. He feels quite fit again.
Ted, I don't think I've ever known anyone quite as cold as you are.
Well, I don't believe in becoming upset about nothing.
You won't understand that Chucky is only six. When I heard him cry out, 101 things went through my mind.
Naturally. You've been on the verge of hysteria for some days
now. No, I hadn't. But a child. Really, a baby. To allow him to be in the tub of water with soap by himself without any supervision of any kind. Ted, you must realize that that's taking an unnecessary risk with the child. Adults are cautioned daily to be careful in a tub. There have been untold accidents. Fatal accidents that have happened because of carelessness. To me, permitting Chucky to be in a bath without anyone with him is inviting tragedy. It's asking for it.
And that is a matter of opinion.
Everything to you is a matter of opinion, particularly where Chucky's concerned.
Chucky should be taught how to take care of himself in or out of a bathtub. That's part of your job.
It's one that you're not permitting me to perform.
You've been supervising his bath for some time. If you'd impressed upon him that he is not to get out of the tub until the soap is put in the soap dish and the water is all out, if you had taught him the way to get out of the tub, there'd be no risk involved.
Ted, when you talk to a six-year-old, you're not talking to a mature person.
I am convinced, Mater, that if you had your way, you'd never permit that child to grow up, to become dependent upon himself. You'd like him to be forever dependent upon you.
That is not true.
Didn't it surprise you somewhat, Mater, that when Chucky was frightened, he did not call for his mother? That should prove at least one thing to you. For all your hovering over him, for all your so-called protectiveness toward him, he has much more faith in me. And I'm certain he has a greater security in me.
Ted, you're...
I think, Dr. Hewitt, your child psychologist, will be most interested in the incident that happened this evening. Yes. I'm really beginning to look forward to meeting him.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today. Dr. Ross Bowling makes the mistake of talking about Chucky's little accident to Maida's sister, Trudy, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.